question for you.
All right.
Should TV shows and movies that are set in 2020, 2021, 2022, you know, current, should they acknowledge the pandemic or should they just move on and just do whatever narrative, whatever story you're doing and no one have masks on, no one acknowledge it, just get on with it? What do you think?
I kind of go both ways because I'm watching a new movie now called Kimmy.
Oh, are you watching that? It's on HBO. Is it any good?
It's actually freaking amazing. I'm only halfway through it, but it's going on during the pandemic and the girl doesn't want to leave her apartment because the pandemic and people are wearing masks, and it just fits. It fits. You could tell exactly the time frame that this was supposed to be in by just adding masks.
Right.
So right. It doesn't take me out of the story. It actually puts me more in the story than takes me away from it.
But that story is specifically about the pandemic and her fear of COVID and her fear of leaving the house. That's what the story is about.
Right.
I'm talking about, like, for example, How I Met Your Father that I'm watching on Hulu right now, which is great, by the way. Oh, my God. It's so good. Hilary Duff is incredible in it. And I have to say, like, of all the things that Kim Cattrall was going to do, I'm glad it wasn't. And just like that, I'm glad that she's the mother in How I Met Your Father and she's telling the story.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the whole thing is so great. And it takes place now, currently in 2022. And there's no acknowledgement of a pandemic. Nobody's wearing masks. Everybody is up on each other's business and they're kissing and touching. And there's no acknowledgement whatsoever that a pandemic ever took place.
Yeah, I think we have to get past it at some point. So it's good that we can live that life through a TV show. But I like it when it's supposed to be 2021 or 2020 and you have to wear a mask.
Right.
You know, the Kimmy thing doesn't bother me at all. You know, it's like,
yeah.
You know, she didn't want to go to the dentist. Well, it's not because of the pandemic. It's because she's whacked out of her brain. She's got one of those, what do you call it when you can't leave the house?
Agoraphobia.
Yeah, so she has that on top of the pandemic happening. So right. She really doesn't want to leave the house.
The pandemic was great for people with OCD, people who are agoraphobic, germaphobes, introverts. I mean, the pandemic was like, all of us who are like germaphobes and that kind of thing were like, oh, thank God, I can wash my hands obsessively and no one's going to call me out on it. I can Clorox everything around me and no one's going to be like, weirdo. You know, they're going to be like, of course. Yeah, do that.
Yeah. Can you imagine if you never wanted to leave your house, but you had to because you had to go to work. But right. Now, if you stay home and do everything on the computer and have a webcam and lights and all that, you can be anywhere.
Yeah.
So that's where she just falls right into it, saying, you know, this is great because I get to work from home and I don't have to leave ever.
Well, a recent YouGov poll posed this question to thousands of adults in America, and they found that 1 in 4, that's 26%, prefer that shows, movies, and books set at the start of COVID or anything about COVID include references to it. Like if you're going to be talking about stuff that happened at the beginning of the pandemic, you have to acknowledge it. They say yes, it's fine. 28% say you should ignore it.
Well, 28% of North and South Carolinians ignore it.
Yeah, that's right. They did. They already did ignore it.
They're still ignoring it every day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they didn't want it to begin with. So if you bring it up in a movie, they're like, I can guarantee they'll complain about it.
Yeah, it's interesting because they also broke it down by Democrat and Republican. And 37% of Democrats say definitely reference it. And 17% of Republicans say ignore it.
That should be a lot higher. Speaking of masks, when you go out, are people wearing less and less masks now?
No, it's, you know, my boyfriend and I were just talking about this. I think what happened was, like, here in New York, if you were in New York during the beginning of the pandemic, everybody had masks on. Well, okay, sorry, that's not true. When the pandemic first hit, my boyfriend and I would walk around outside without a mask, and we'd walk by somebody with a mask on and be like, what the hell? Like, why is that person walking with a mask on outside? Like, that's a little paranoid.
Mm.
And then suddenly everybody started wearing masks outdoors and indoors because we didn't know anything. All we knew is that the pandemic really hit New York badly. But there was this whole group of people that were still not wearing masks. They were still, they didn't really believe it was happening. They didn't see it happening to them. It's taken 2 years for those people to be like, nope, got to have a mask on at all times. And it's weird because now we're going the other way. I wear a mask inside in public. If I go to like a store or something, stores do require it. So you kind of have to anyway. Public transportation, you have to wear a mask because actually police walking around. If you're not wearing a mask, they kick you the hell off the bus or out of the subway. But people are also wearing masks outdoors and we're not. I don't wear a mask outdoors at all. I'm outdoors. I can't get COVID outside. Plus, I'm triple vaxxed. I'm fine. But it's really interesting that the pendulum has swung the other way, that all the people that were like, you don't need a mask, are the same people that are now like, how come you don't have a mask on? What's wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with me? I'm triple vaxxed and I'm outside. I'm good. I'm okay. So.
No, the whole time I was out today, I counted two masks the whole time. In stores, restaurants, meetings, only two people out of probably 500 I saw today had a mask on. So we're completely over it here.
Well, is everybody vaccinated where you are?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're we were completely over it in January, but now it's really completely over it.
Yeah, that's the weird thing about New York is like something crazy, like 92% of people in Manhattan, 88% of the state are all vaccinated. Yet people are still wearing masks outdoors. It's like, wait, I thought y'all are vaccinated. I don't understand why anyone's wearing a mask outside. Like that doesn't make any sense to me because if you're going with the science, there is zero science that says you can get. I mean, it's one thing if you're in like a group, if you go to like an outdoor concert, You might be a little more paranoid and want to wear one. But even then, you're outdoors. Just like walking around the street, I'd say I counted two people besides myself that did not have a mask on. Everyone has. You would have culture shock. If you came up to New York right now, it would be culture shock for you. There are people with two masks on walking around outside.
Well, the Super Bowl had a rule. You had to wear a mask. Nobody, if you're watching the Super Bowl, had a mask on.
Yeah, nobody did. Well, they were outdoors.
It's not really, that stadium is not an outdoor stadium. It has a roof.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it has a transparent roof. There are open doorways that go into it. But for the most part, it's 90% inside. Still,
Did you have to show vaccination? You had to show vaccination too, right?
I have no idea, but probably. But on TV, nobody was wearing one. So
I know
it's when you see that and it's the number one thing people watched last Sunday, 110 million views or whatever. People here are just like, I don't even see them anymore.
Except Kanye. Kanye's the only person that had a full face mask on.
And we think that was Kanye. We don't know.
No, he took it off at one point talk to his. Yeah, he did take it off at one point, but then he put it back on. But what's interesting is so people are like liberal Hollywood. It's like, hi, Kanye, not liberal.
No, but very weird to pay that much money and sit there with a mask on, the full face mask. He's like Squid Game guy.
Yes. Yeah. Like Squid Game guy. Exactly.
So he's walking around like that. So you're like, that could be Kanye or that could be Kim. She wore that for Fashion Week. So the Met Gala, she wore the same thing. So he's copying her.
That's right. Exactly. And by the way, let me just tell you that you are now talking about Kanye and Kim.
No, you brought it up. I didn't bring it up. You brought it up.
No, you brought the mask thing at the Super Bowl. He's the only one that was wearing a mask. I had to point it out. That's all. That's just what I'm saying. You know, that you're right. They should have had masks on, especially the celebrities who are always like bitching about other people. Mm-hmm. It was really hypocritical and everyone called them out on it. Believe me, they didn't go unscathed.